Can you come a little closer?
Folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin' Donuts.
Thanks for listening in today. I was your host, Bowen Stauffer. I hope you had as much fun as I did, and if you want to check out my podcast, it'll be on at citr.ca. Yeah, have a good afternoon.
Front in you.
All right, that was... My mixing is off today. That was Crass with their song Major General Despair, but I'll talk about that in a minute. First, we have some guests in the studio.
Special guests, here we are.
Hey, how's it going, special guests?
Radio.
Yeah,
can you hear us over here?
Yeah, yeah,
I can hear you.
I think it's good. Yeah, right. How about you introduce yourselves?
Introduce yourself, who are you?
I'm Sasha.
And I'm Mike, and we're here on a nostalgic visit to CITR UBC Radio.
Very nice. Welcome back.
I was a DJ.
For one of you.
Yeah, exactly. I was a DJ here years and years and years ago, and was one of the editors of Discorder. And I thought that. And Sasha's out here at the UBC Science Fair.
Oh, cool.
What's going on with that?
Science Fair.
What's your experiment? Or are you presenting your research results?
We did like a study on diagnosing dyslexia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That I was more of a volcano and baking soda kind of guy. That is amazing. So it went well, and your presentation's been well received?
Yeah, we went to Langara, and now we're here. So
she made it to the next group. She made it to the...
Nice.
This is it. So it's, I think, grade 7 and 8? Is that what it is?
No, it's like... There's, like, different categories, but it's from 7 to, like, 12.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Because there were some kids here that looked a lot bigger than you. I was kind of wondering if you were going to compete with them or not.
You look like you're a scrapper. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm in like it's like different categories, so I'm in the 7-8 category.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. And Mike, founding editor of Discorder magazine.
I was. That's what I did. I guess I still am. Can't say was yet.
You will always be. That will always hang over your head.
There you go.
And when were you a DJ here?
Well, I think I wandered in here, I think, first in 1981, and I left in 1990.
Okay.
Yeah.
So good run. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good run. Good go at it. Time to hang them up. I ended up going to law school here, and I thought if I do law school, I have to cut myself back from CITR UBC Radio because it could be quite addictive.
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
I have been at UBC since 96.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm just about to get my BA.
Really?
Really?
Oh, God, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you're taking like one course every 2 years?
Lately, that's been the case.
Oh, there you go.
But,
so you're just holding on. You don't want to leave.
Well, I work here. So that's my main reason for being on campus.
There you go.
Is to work. So it's good. But
honors program BA. That's great.
With a CITR specialty. Well, thanks so much for coming by the station.
Yeah, pleasure.
And
it's great to see all this. Some of the equipment here is sort of kind of familiar, but I guess you're going super high tech when you go to the new
pretty
building.
Pretty soon, this January we'll be opening our new studios in the new sub. So
cool.
It's good that you got one last look. And when you are a student here and you're one of our top DJs, you'll know where it came from.
Doing her science program.
Yeah, exactly.
See you later. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for being stopping by. And thanks, Brenda. Good to see you. All right. A little detour. And now back to what we were talking about before. That was Crass from their greatest hits album, Major General Despair. And that was released in 1977. And the reason I played Crass is that I just wrote a paper on Crass and them their battle with Margaret Thatcher. So Crass was an anarchist punk band in England in the late 70s and early 80s, and they did some pretty amazing stuff to protest Margaret Thatcher's government. So they wrote angry punk songs. That's great. They also tried to sway the 1983 election by creating this faked tape discussion between Reagan and Thatcher about how she had intentionally sank a British ship during the Falkland Islands War. That didn't work out. It didn't sway the election, but the U.S. State Department thought the KGB had been behind it, so there was all this intrigue.
And they were a very interesting band, so I wanted to play one of their songs. Before that, we heard N213, Nick, from the Reflections N213 split tape. That was the song 28 Years. I recently saw the group version of his band. So N213 is his solo stuff. He's also in Shearing Pinks. And then he has kind of a group as well that has Tom Whalen on drums and Sean Maxey on guitar. And it was really fun. They opened for Perfect Pussy at the Cobalt a couple weeks ago. And so I wanted to play one of their songs. And then that at the top, that same night as the Cobalt show that N213 Group Vision played at the Cobalt, Babysitter from Victoria played a going away show at Redgate. They are moving to Montreal, so they're doing a cross-country trip, and they are now going to be based in Montreal. And they have been I'm a big fan of Babysitter. I wish them well. They were on a couple of compilations that I helped put out with CITR, and I've had them on the show, so I wish them the best of luck. You are listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. That was a very roundabout way of getting to the beginning of the show. And for the past several weeks, all the way back to January, I've had to pre-record the second half of my show because I've had a class that started at 12:30. That class is done. I had the last class on Tuesday for it. I am with you again. Except for not next week, because I'm going to be away. But, yeah, no more pre-recording, so I'm very excited about that. I like doing my radio show live, even though you sometimes end up listening to me talk for 10 minutes. tonight, Stephen Malkmus is in town. We're going to hear a song from his brand new album, Wig Out at the Jagbags. And after that, another band that's playing tonight, The Drearies. We're going to hear their new song. So let's start with Stephen Malkmus and his song, Cinnamon and Lesbians. Here we go.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
The Vancouver chapter of Canadian Women for Women in Afghanistan is pleased to invite you to an evening with award-winning journalist Melissa Fung on Tuesday, April 29th. Melissa will discuss her experience as a reporter covering the Canadian military mission in Afghanistan and her recent return to the country for the first time since her abduction there in 2009. The evening will include a screening of Melissa's documentary for CBC's The National about her recent return to Afghanistan. For tickets and information, including location and time, please visit the event page on eventbrite.ca.
Right, that was the band Frankie there with their song Powder from some demos that they posted online. Frankie is made up of a bunch of UBC students, and they're playing tonight at the Biltmore. They're opening for another band. Best of luck, Frankie. Thanks for sending your song our way. Before that, we heard What's Hot. Tonight is Tonight, from their new EP, Still Got It. What's Hot, also a UBC connection. A bunch of their members work at the UBC bookstore, and Casey is a very devoted Dunkin' Donuts listener, so shout-outs to Casey. Thanks for sending What's Hot, My Way. Before that, we heard the Drearies with their new song Potato Man. They're playing tonight at Lana Lou's with Faps, Vision Loser, and Mount Space. And at the top, we heard Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks from the new album Wig Out at the Jag Bag, Wig Out at Jag Bags, Cinnamon and Lesbians. And they're playing with Speedy Ortiz tonight at the Rickshaw. So big night tonight. I hope you rested up. I hope you're ready to go. I heard last night my friend Paul and Brian were talking about Brett Easton Ellis's podcast, and apparently Stephen Malkmus was on and spent half an hour talking about how much the Eagles suck, and I can't wait to listen to it. The Eagles are a terrible band. Eagles are a terrible band, and I can't wait to hear Stephen Malkmus expound upon that very worthy topic. All right. Tomorrow night is also jam-packed full of great fun. Needles Pins are playing with Tough Age, Rambone, and The Wet Reality at the Astoria. Great show. And at They Live video store on Main Street, there is a really fantastic show. Young Brazed, Gal Grayson, Wet Face, and Space Bros are all playing together. And from what I hear, it's going to be an untraditional format. It's going to be kind of a round table. Does that make sense? They're going to play one song each and then just rotate. And so, like, one circle of, you know, one group of four songs, and then they'll start again. So, I don't know. It sounds like it's going to be a really fun night. And so we're going to hear some Wet Face to get us in the mood for that. This is Land and R, Two Plonks by Wet Face. Wet Face is the side project of Jordan, who you may know from Slam Dunk, which is an excellent rock band. And this Wet Face stuff is very different. And this is the rare version with introduction, piano introduction. So gird your loins. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
All right, that was Needles Pins from their brand new 7-inch out on Latida Records. That was the B-side. It was Date Night, You Bring the Napalm. Hell of a date night you got going on there. I'm not going to talk about date night. Okay, before that, we heard Gal Grayson from the Green Burrito tape, Blue Hearts in Exile. That was the song Blue Hearts 1. And at the top, we heard Wet Face with the song Land and R Two Plonks. And both of those bands will be playing at the at They Live video on Friday night. And on also on Friday night, Needles Pins playing with Tough Age and Rambone at the Astoria. Have a great weekend of music, people. Yeah. What else is happening? Oh, I wanted to play some Black Lips. They have a new album out. It's called Underneath the Rainbow, and there's this great song called Smiling that's about getting arrested and having your mom come and pick you up from jail. Hasn't happened exactly like that for me, but, you know, we've all gotten into sticky situations, and this is a really fun song. I didn't see them when they were in town a little while ago, and the people that I thought were going to go that could have given me a report didn't make it. So, yeah, if you went to see the Black Lips and you have anything interesting to say about it, give me a call, 604-822-2487. I'd love to hear how that show went. The last time they were in town was the night of the Game 7 Stanley Cup Final Riot, and I got to interview them, and they were really fun, and it was an insane show. It was very cathartic. There's a lot of weird energy in that room, and they harnessed that to make an excellent rock and roll show. It was good. This is Smiling, and this is the Black Lips.
So call the cops, tell them to come pick me up. They'll break out the cuffs. When I get there, I'll look tough. Nurse can take my blood and piss. An HIV analysis. I won't sleep tonight. Fluorescent burn too bright. So come on down, bail me out. Don't act too concerned. The cops are busting all of us. Don't know who.
The April's issue of Discorder is headed your way. Be sure to pick up a copy of Vancouver's finest music and culture rag. The cover feature this month is cool.
I know it's cool, but who's on the cover?
Well, it's cool.
Yeah, I know it's cool, but who's on the cover?
Well, Ryan, cool, the band. Plus articles on Teenager, Reef Shark, Zoo Age, and Fantasy Prom. And a special thanks to Discorder advertisers, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Records and Emporium, Doxa Documentary Film Festival, High Life Records, Humber Institute Broadcast and Graduate Program, Keener's Car Wash, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, and Weird Distro.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
All right, that was Chevalier Avant-Garde from Montreal. Not quite the number. Well, I needed a short song, and I didn't have much time to find it. So that's what I played. Very moody little number. Thank you, Chevalier Avant-Garde. They're on Fixture Records, which is the label that put out Free Love Fenner's record and the Homeshake tape. A lot of good stuff, and I look forward to listening to this record a lot more. It just came into the station, so nice. Before that, we heard the Shilohs with their song Palm Reader, a new single from their self-titled sophomore album. Lovely little number, a little sunny slice of pop. Thanks to Johnny Payne and the rest of the Shilohs. Before that, we heard the Oz from their brand new album, Corey's Coat Hangers. That was the title track, Corey's Coat Hangers. They put out that record last week with a fun party at Simply Delicious Sushi. I hope they had a great time. And at the top, we heard Black Lips from Underneath the Rainbow. That was the song Smiling. Very good song. You know, play that song for your mom after she gets you out of jail. Say, hey, I don't know who to trust, you know. I can't remember the rest of the lyrics, but it's all going to be okay. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for listening. It's been great to be back for the whole show and not have to pre-record the second half. Up next, the always great Terry Project. CJ is going to be on the air in a bit talking about the mental health crisis. And later on, lots of great programming here at CITR. Keep it locked in. I'm away next week. I'm going to Toronto. Should be fun. Going to see some friends and some family. And I will be back after that. And it'll feel like summer then, I'm sure. Okay, I'm going to close out with a great song by Solange, Beyonce's little sister. I snoozed on this a bit. Lovers in the Parking Lot is the name of the song. And the video for this is really great. Emily Kai Bach, who is done videos, she grew up in Vancouver and did videos for Grimes and Arcade Fire and stuff. She helped co-direct the video, and it's great. It's filmed at this big flea market in Houston. Had Bun B dances in it a little bit, and it's a great video and a beautiful song. It's Solange is great. Who could have thought that she could outshine her sister? But she has. Here is Solange Knowles with her song, Lovers in the Parking Lot. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Thank you.
If they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
On Friday, April 25th, come to the Nimbus recording finals at the Cellar Nightclub on Granville Street, starring Raquel Cole, Mindle Beach Markets, If We Are Machines, and Real Mad Decent. Doors open at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at Red Cat Neptune and Zulu Records.
You are listening to The Terry Project.
Terry Project.
The Terry Project.
Terry Project Podcast from CITR. CITR 101.9 FM.
Here at UBC.
The University of British Columbia.
In Vancouver.
To find out more,
even more,
about The Terry Project, visit our website at
terry.ubc.ca
and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.